the Talking to Thumb, DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs. The Huron Daily Tribune, Randy's Hunting Center, 269 Guns. More Motor Sales of Caro and more Shoreline of Sleepwing. Huron Auto Parts, McVeigh Insurance Agency of Bad Axe. Bayport State Bank, Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe. Countryside Sales and Service. And Sure, better health, better life, are you sure? Internet services are provided by Agar Valley Services on the blazing speed of their TrueNet 4G wireless network. Go to agarvalleyservices.com for broadband internet that you can count on. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. The two opponents tonight on the WLW Sports Network are certainly no strangers to each other. For both Cass City and Bad Axe, neither school has played anyone else more. This evening marks the 73rd matchup on the gridiron, with the Red Hawks holding the slight advantage at 38-33, with one tie in there as well. It's homecoming night tonight from Bad Axe, and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. To my right for now 8 years is the one and only Dave Hanson.
Thank you, Clark, and good news is we're on the homecoming tour. This is 2 weeks in a row we get to watch a homecoming festivity, so that's, we always got that good stuff going for us.
I think it was, 4 years ago or so. I think we went 5 straight weeks with homecomings.
Didn't think that was possible. That was, we were truly on homecoming tour that year.
Well, it's certainly good to be back on air for yet another week of high school football, but that would be a statement. That statement has a bit more meaning after our experience last Friday. 7 days ago, we found ourselves in Ubley for the backyard brawl. A good game ensued as expected, but unfortunately, our technology did not cooperate. We unfortunately have had trouble a few separate times with our signal uplink back to the studio from Ubley, and that was certainly the case on Friday. To our listeners, I want to apologize for sounding like we were talking through soup cans with a dead fish between them.
Yeah, that's about the nicest way of putting it. So we do apologize and do promise a little better production, a little better effort here tonight, and hopefully it works out for us.
Well, I will say the production was there. It's just
that's true.
No one else could hear it. That's, I hate when that happens. So it's back to the drawing board for our broadcast from Ubley, which is a large reason why we can't cover the Bearcats more often throughout the season. Sadly, just can never really get the technology to cooperate in the environment that Bad Axe, Ubley's field is in there.
Essentially in the Cass River. That's
pretty much.
You are not far from that, and it's a low spot for sure.
Regardless, though, we are back, and with the entire team back in the booth tonight. To my left for 7 years would be our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. Traveling from Livonia, Michigan each week, Doug handles both the offensive and defensive stats simultaneously, all while handling and being our even keel week in and week out. Doug, welcome back to Bad Axe.
Thank you, Clark. It's good to be back. I am looking forward to a great game on homecoming night.
Glad to have you back, Doug. We got to know, where did you stop to eat there on the way up here?
All right, I stopped right here in Bad Axe. The restaurant was called Peppermill.
Yes, indeed.
And it was really good. And what I had was fish and chips, and it was delicious. So it was approved by myself.
It does get the Doug Cole seal approval.
Yes, it does.
All right, another week intact, and the streak continues. As Doug, as his way travels up here from Livonia, he finds the local hotspots, and it tastes in. He's an expert of food, let's say it that way, and we call the segment Dining with Doug. And since that streak continues, we will continue with Dining with Doug into the future. To our right would be our Director of Game Data Analytics, Rochelle Thompson. Professionally trained in accounting, Rochelle handles and computes a running game log with downtime, yard line, result, and tackle while compiling our first, third, and fourth down conversions, as well as time possession. Rochelle is back with us once again.
And we're glad to have her back, too. She did an excellent job last week. Of course, yes. Unfortunately, not everybody got to hear all of her good work last week, so I'm glad the temperature dip hasn't chased her away just yet.
That's very true. And for the first time since week one, which coincidentally was the same in this booth, the entire crew is here. Our entire WLW Sports Broadcast team is here, and that includes our award-winning spotter, Dan Benke.
Yes, I'd like to know what that award was, but we are certainly glad that he's here, and he won an award of any kind.
Well, we got word back. He actually passes yearly certification of long-distance spotting last week up in northern Michigan, so good to have him certified to go with us the rest of the season.
Well, you picked the right guy, because he hits his driver a mile, so the long-distance thing he's got down.
The Greater Thumb West continues tonight from Bad Axe, Michigan. Keep it locked on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Agar Valley Services.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Sebling to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Sebling goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Sebling. I've been in the car business here at Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Moore Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. Meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Moore Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the business. I've helped out in service, I've helped out in finance. From my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you are ever in the market for a newer used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
I'm Denny King, the King of Cars from Decker, Michigan. For the last 24 years, I've been excited to put people into new vehicles, used vehicles, and make their purchases as easy as possible. I'm a certified new and used car salesperson, plus I'm the internet sales manager here at Moore Motors. I really enjoy putting people into the vehicle that they want or figuring out what vehicle they want with them and getting them the best deal possible and making them smile. The thing I like about working here at Moore Motors is we are transparent for as far as pricing goes, and there's no games and gimmicks. We're not trying to bring people in with a $99 lease that you've got to jump through hoops to qualify for. The most satisfaction I get is when a customer tells me that this was the easiest car purchase that they've ever had. Our whole job is to make you completely satisfied, so you'll tell everybody to come on in to Moore Motors and deal with Denny King or deal with one of the other sales staff. So if you're looking for a new Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, come see me, Denny the King of Cars, at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com. You really do get more here at Moore Motors in Carroll.
It's the annual open house at Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Saturday, October 5th. One-day-only specials on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories. Ruger and Leupold factory representatives on hand. How about a Randy's Hunting Center exclusive? A Ruger Go Wild 450 Bushmaster with Cerakoted barrel and muzzle brake, only $499. Over 2,000 Bushmasters on hand with over 190 options, including camo stocks, laminated, and walnut stocks. Exclusive stainless steel Hawkeye with 20 or 24-inch barrel, only $899.99. Over 25 models of the 350 Legend on display, starting at $399. Take home a Ruger LCP 380 semi-automatic pocket pistol, available in over 25 variations, or the Security 9mm, only $199.99. Archery specialists on hand with the latest in archery equipment and crossbows. That's the annual open house Saturday at Randy's Hunting Center.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, and Dan Banky with your call tonight. The entire sports crew is here from Bad Axe, Michigan, as they are hosting on homecoming night the Cass City Redhawks. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for breaking rights. Join me today via text message from the Huron County View. Sports editor Paul P. Adams, he's over the Lakers-USA game tonight. Our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen. From the Salem County News, Mr. In-Depth himself, Mike Gallagher. And our director of sports information at the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, each media will keep a score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a media roundtable winner.
last week found our very own Doug Cole at the top of the standings. Now he's on top of the leaderboard all by himself.
Feels good, and what can I say?